Patients with severe asthma suffer from high risk of recurrent exacerbations. Oral corticosteroids are often prescribed to patients with severe asthma to reduce the inflammatory flare-up after an exacerbation or to control for asthma when it's not well controlled. But long-term and high exposure to OCS is associated with severe comorbidities such as pneumonia, diabetes, and many more. In the past decade, a number of therapeutic antibodies have been prescribed to reduce the exacerbation as well as the dependence on OCS in patients with severe asthma. In order to study the effectiveness of initiating biologics in the real-world population, this study is the first step that describes the characteristics of an international severe asthma population with high exposure to OCS between those who initiate biologics and those who did not. We retrieved data from an international severe asthma registry of over 10,000 patients with severe asthma from 19 countries. From this data set, we identified 1,400 patients who were adults and had high OCS exposure, defined as long-term maintenance OCS use or four or more courses of rescue steroid bursts in the past 12 months. And 70% of these patients initiated a biologic, while 29% of them did not. There were substantial regional variation in terms of whether or not to initiate biologics. Compared to those who did not initiate biologics, patients who initiated biologics were more likely to be male, Caucasian, ex-smoker, but less likely to be a current smoker. They were more likely to have uncontrolled asthma and be eosinophilic, as indicated by the higher level of blood eosinophil count as well as nitric oxide level. And they were more likely to be atopic because they had more positive reaction to allergen tests and they had a higher presence of nasal polyps. Meanwhile, these patients had higher prevalence of airflow limitation indicated by the ratio of FEV1 over FVC less than 0.7. However, both those who did not initiate biologics and those who initiated biologics had similar age and age of asthma onset. They also had similar number of exacerbations in the past 12 months. Thank you.